Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
All of this!
I'm young.
Yeah.
I'm handsome. I'm bad. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen,
what's this nonsense?
Well, it is that time again. It's Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and yes, this is Lawless Radio, and you are tuned in to Bucking Off with Buck, and yes, I am Buck. I'm coming to you live from DeKalb County, Georgia, where it is a beautiful 77 degrees in the shade this evening, and you know what, man? I'm just happy to be here right now, all right? That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say, and I'm going to prove it to you. How, I don't know, but I'm going to prove it to you. All right, I'm gonna get it started, y'all. I'll be right back. Hold tight.
Oh man, yo Nay, you crazy for this one here.
Destined to be a legend when I put together my first rhyme. Assault with a deadly weapon was my first crime. Homie, I'm talking about a pen, not a tech nine. Oh, loaded, I need some bubble telling. Keep these haters off me. I go to Notch Melon for acting too bossy. I'm a big deal, wake up and smell a coffee. I hope God forgive Rob for all the sinning. I don't listen, deep swimming is fine women. Smoke pissing, no tight, dust twisting. I'm like Popeye, I'm stronger with me. Well, blow one down. Everybody clap your hands if you feel my sound. All the girls without a man, we can peel on now. You want a rag, let me feel your mouth. Becky's and they all say I rock, totally. Cowards think they holy when they holding heat. Anti-Christ bullets shattering your rosary. Them haters was supposed to be the older G. Now we taking over, we who they supposed to be. We them future stars, next big thing. They them has-beens, hanging on a string. And I ain't talking about loose ends. I just wanna live, let me get my 2 cents. I'm a wildebeest, with a will to eat. I'd rather be laid up with a million freaks. Get in my back rub, in the jacuzzi, I'm too big for the bathtub. Lil mama, all I wanna do is have fun, and let me see you clap, come on.
Rockstar.
never wanna let you go. Girl, you make me beg for more. As real as you, it doesn't matter where we are. Girl, you shine like a star, and I can't wait to get you home so we can be alone.
Between a woman and in her mane. Type of love and never change. No fair weather games. Talk is no sweet or rain. Let me help you to maintain. Keep the stress from your brain. Wrap yourself in my arms every time you feel this pain. We got an even exchange. Cause for me you do the same. Too deep up in our lane. Plus you moan out my name every time I touch your frame. Flying high like a plane. Like a flame and propane. We gon' gather in this game. Can't be faded by the lanes. Don't trust homegirls trying to take you from your main. Talking down on you too. Trying to ease up in my drain. Trying to get me out the way so they can get up in the game. You a beautiful little thing that only I can tame. You ain't worried about the fame. You ain't worried about the change. Ain't worried about the lanes. Just you and your main. I ain't saying to be sane, but you a beautiful thing.
I know the vibe I always get when I'm with you.
You never hide, not a love to supply. Was a little bit shy, but decide to give a try. Know a player got pride, but you always by my side. Wipe tears from your eyes, put your head on my chest for the rest of the cry. Girl, you been through some things, know you tired of the lies. Have to open you up, baby, let me see your inside. Ain't no ifs, buts, or whys. Move them questions to the side. Now you feeling like you high, you can see it in your eyes. From a rag in my pocket, now my shirt out of tie. Damn, since day one, baby girl, I can't deny. Feel like Johnny Gill, winning my. Like you made for this guy, baby, ride by my side. Ain't no need to stress aside, side by side, we gonna ride. That's right, baby girl, we gonna ride,
that's right.
Follow the instructions on how to submit your music, and let's get you out there. Any type of music, man, gospel, rap, jazz, blues, you know, country, hell, you know, it's all open, all unsigned, underground, independent artists within the sound of my voice, poets, motivational speakers, even comedians, hell, they got to get paid too, baby, you hear what I'm saying? all right, www.christianswingers.com. If you're in the midst of a computer, please go check that out, and I will be right back, and we're going to talk about that. Hold tight.
Everything. I'm gonna give you everything. You see, I know I'm not perfect, but I'll be and I'll give you everything. Yeah. Check this out.
All you have to give, girl. All
Before I go any further, I want to give a shout out to great hospital where they're doing the best they can, what they have to save your life. All the doctors, phlebotomists, nurses, you know, everybody out there, you know, even the pharmacists that are behind the bulletproof glass. That's deep when you handing out blood pressure medication and insulin behind a bulletproof glass. You, man. Hats off to y'all down there. Before I went to the break, I gave a website out, www.christianswingers.com. It is exactly what it is. It's Christians who are swingers. We all know what swingers are, right? You know, sexual freaky deaky, you know, couples, you know, looking for more couples to swing or have sex with, you know. It's not a secret. So my thing is, I take it you have to be Christians to be a Christian swinger. And in that case,
going to hell.
Maybe you're not going to hell. I'm sorry. I got the good doctor in the background. You know, if you say the Lord's Prayer before y'all swing, you give it a shot. You know what I'm saying? You might get a blessing within your sexual escapade. Hey, y'all. Y'all know God got a sense of humor. Y'all know God got a sense of humor. Don't. Yeah, y'all know God got a sense of humor. Y'all know he got a sense of humor, man. But anyway, Christian swingers. I don't know about this one. Honestly, hook up with Christian swingers in your area. I mean, they got this couple on here. There's Paul and Betty. Couple 59 looking for couples. It's kind of trippy because everybody's face is blocked out and everybody's profile is private, and you have to join and sign. I'm a little scared to join and sign up because I don't know.
You're married. Why
don't
you join and sign up?
Well, I mean, okay, the doctor said I'm married. I don't need to join and sign up, but that's who's on here. Married people are on here. You know what I'm saying? I mean. What?
Are we having a discussion on the radio? Are we ready to swing? You ready to swing?
No. I'm not saying that. I'm just curious to know what some of these photos are. You know what I'm saying? Are we seeing anything in these photos? Are these illicit photos, explicit photos?
Possibly.
You know what I'm saying? And does that take away from the? But does that take away from the Christianity part of it?
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, honestly,
does a shot of your vagina on the Christian Swingers website, does that take away from your, is that against your Christianity? I guess if you being on the site, that's against your Christianity. But wait a minute. No. I'm not going to bash these people. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not going to bash them. You know what? I care less about this basketball shit. I'm not going to bash them, but I'm kind of curious as to, I don't know. I guess I want to join because I'm curious. I want to know what the hell is going on. I want to know what is in this secret circle.
If you down, I'm down. I'm down. I mean,
oh, the doctor sounds like she want to swing, y'all.
This
is new to me.
I'm up a new challenge.
Look like the Shrek train is coming in the station, y'all.
We got a new toy.
Oh, hell no, y'all. But yeah, www.christianswingers.com. Check it out, man. Check it out. I want to know. I'm curious to know. Like I say, do you pray before your sexual escapade?
I think that might be taking a little far, though. I mean, I'm still struggling with the whole Christian swinger. Why? I mean,
you're asking the spirit for a good orgasm or something?
Is there a Bible study involved?
I don't have time for the Bible. My penis is erect right now. I can catch the Bible on Sunday. That's a good question. That's a good question. Do you wait for the spirit to tell you, hey, this is a good Christian couple for you to swing with?
Right.
That is a very good question and observation for you to bring up.
Right.
No wonder you're a doctor. Right. Wow, son of a bitch. Man. Wow. Hey, somebody call me up. 646-478-5209. 646-478-5209. If you're in the vicinity of a computer or you have one of those fancy gadget little smartphones or iPhones or whatever the hell they call them, www.law. I'm sorry. Damn.
LawlessRadio.com. Check us out. And then go check out the Christian Single website.
It's not Christian. It's not, no, Christian Swingers. You know what? Lawless Radio has something just for you just about every night of the week. We also have Lawless After Hours, and there's a show that comes on at 11 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday night, the Be More Slim Experience. And he had something on his, I think it was his personal page. That was a girl who was on Christian Mingle, the website. ChristianMingle.com, and that was a picture of her, and she had two beautiful children. I think it was two girls, two pretty little girls, you know, and they were in front of her. It was a nice background picture, but the mother was in her bra and panties in the picture.
What?
Yes. 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 Now, see, that's what I'm talking about. Are we taking the Christianity out of these Christian websites, you know, Christian Mingle, Christian Swingers? No, it was lace panties and a bra. You don't think I'm a man? I know lace panties and bras when I see them. I'm serious. She had this as her profile pic, and the thing was, he knew who she was.
Whoa.
She was a baby mama of one of his homies. You know what I'm saying? And she's got this picture of her on Christian Mingle. It's her profile pic, her and her two children, and she's in her bra and panties. I would have said it was Photoshop, but by the fact that he knows this person, that's totally different. That's totally different. No, this was lace bra and panties. Boy short panties with a little lace trimming on them. Man, I don't know, man. I it just sounds like folk trying to go out here and get laid in the name of the Lord, and I don't.
Ooh, see?
Yeah, see there, I might go to hell for that one, but hey, y'all hold tight. All I knew was turn up, Prince Lulu. Hold tight.
Turn. wake up, I'm sizing out this money game. If you were smart, you would claim the same. The difference is I'm not a lame like Lil Wayne. I make it rain. EG to the death of me. Straight drop is my recipe. These niggas trap that mess with me, and I pop it there like ecstasy. I'm the prince of my destiny. Name a nigga who threatened me. Pocket full of that celery. Damage methamphetamine.
All I know is
fly, dub cup on that stage, mic off of my right hand. I don't need no big crowd, the whole world my hype man. I'm rocking out, rolling up, rolling hard, and I'm drunk as folk. I ain't ate shit all day, don't know how my stomach holding up. I be two turns up, please don't turn me down. When your bitch says you love me,
so I kick the round.
All I know is turn up.
Christians or anything. This is your daughter reporting live from Madison, Illinois. I just called to tell you I'm listening to you.
You what? You what? You called to say what?
I am listening to you. Me and Dorian is listening to you in Madison, Illinois.
Okay. How you doing, sugar?
I'm doing fine.
All right. For everybody out there listening right now, this is my oldest child, my oldest daughter. Oh, wow. I won't put a name out there. I just call her Big Head.
It's follow me.
Hey, you like any of my music?
What?
You like any of my music?
Yes, I do. I haven't heard anything besides the last song.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm gonna find something for you. That don't worry, I'll find something special for you. What's going on with you? What you up to?
Nothing much. Just over here chilling with Dorian and
Dorian.
Watching Dorian. Well, to you it's Dorian.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. All right. It's all good. Yeah, man.
He's laughing at
you. What's up, Dorian? How you doing? Yeah, okay.
How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm good. Glad to have you on the air. Glad to have you on the air.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Hey, that's good. Hey, you, hey, anything specific you want to listen to, man? I mean, all I have is underground music, you know what I'm saying? I ain't down with all that Jay-Z and all that hoopla, blah, 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 you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I have very
Yes,
sir.
Huh? What's
yes, sir.
Okay. Okay.
I said
okay.
I have very diverse.
I tell you what, I got a track for you right here. This is a track from from Mia's cousin. Check this out. Hold tight, I'll be right back.
Way you wrap them legs around me, the way you put it down, got me pulling your hair, don't even care, you're going hard, I'm going hard, we both was gasping for air, your legs way up in the air, you like, ooh, daddy right there, the way I put this up on you, can't nobody compare, now tell me who gon' get that sweater, or hit it better, girl, my sex game on another level, I try to tell you, but I wanna take you there with me, but notice, every time I come around, baby, I can hear your body calling in. Clear the way, cause head first is how I'm diving in. First, second, third shift gears, now we out of here. Tell me where you wanna go, baby, I can take you there. Take you to the moon, now I can take you to my room. I can push them walls back in, just a little deeper. Put your legs behind your head and then throw you in the sleeper. You saying that you love it, well come on baby, keep up. We're trying to reach our future, sexual erotica, cause she love me all inside of her. She wanna keep it in, I'ma keep that thing looking, I'ma do her ass in. From the window to the wall, make sure that she get it out. It feel better when she put that tiny bush against it low. From the window to the wall, make sure that she get it out. It feel better when she put that tiny bush against it low.
Yeah. baby, I will pick you up.
Listening to Kilo P. Greedy and Lawless Radio, Crucial Conflict Church.
It's your boy Lil Hot the Money Man, and you are now tuned in to the number one radio station, my radio station, Lawless Radio, homie.
You heard what the man said. This is Lawless Radio, baby. Welcome back to Bucking Off with Buck. Yes. Wait a minute. If you'd like to have your music played on Lawless Radio, go to lawlessradio.com. Follow the instructions on how to submit your music from gospel to jazz to blues to rap to hip-hop to neo-soul. Reach your hand out to all our comedians, gospel artists, poets, and motivational speakers. Sorry, guys. We don't download here. You got to remember that one right there, man. We ain't doing shit illegal here. Before I went to the break, I was talking to my daughter. Let me see if I can get her back. Hello, big head.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Hey, did you hear your cousin?
Yes, I did. I told Dorian who he was.
Yeah. He had another track called You, man. I don't know what happened, but it fell off the roster. I don't know if that was a contract thing or what, but I'm going to try and get that back. Hey, listen, okay, now I know you couldn't be part of my topic for the day, but make sure you try and come back next week, because next week I'm talking about names. All these old jacked-up-ass names out here, Shaniqua, Fatulo, You know your daddy got a name, but his name is Buck right now. We gonna leave it like that. But
Yeah. Don't talk about people. Don't talk about people who name older than them. Don't do that.
Oh, come on now. You know I gotta bring your girl in it. You know I got Francine. What's up? Your old young ass.
Oh my God.
Man, I don't know. I like your name. I like your friend Francine just because of her name. I do. I ain't never met her in my life, but I swear I like her name. But yeah, man, look, I'm breaking it down for Shaniquas, Akawanas, Matulas,
Bonshikashe.
My mama used to say a ghetto name is Bonshikashe. And you know this person.
My mama know that person.
Oh my God. Wait a minute. Are they American? Are they African? Where they come from?
I guess Chicago.
How did they think of Michigan? That's where they came from.
Bebe.
Well, you know, hey, Bebe is like a street name, so you know, Bebe, I done heard before, you know. But Basha. Mm-hmm. But wait a minute, say it again, Basha. What?
Like bone in your body, Bonshikashe.
Yeah. Bonshikashe, man, that's. I bet you they went through hell in first grade trying to spell that. God bless them. Really, God bless them. But hey, baby, that's going to do it for my time, though. But hey, make sure you come back to me next week, 8 p.m. Eastern, you and Dorian, and we can have some fun. And tell Dorian he can, you know, make fun of his auntie names and all that, because I know. My auntie in there that's got a name that we can just trip on. I know he did. Hey, baby, I love you. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, I love you too.
Right on, baby. Right on. All right, y'all. Hey, that was my oldest child. Wow. She was on the air with me for the first time ever. You know, it's kind of cool when your kids, they can respect and appreciate what you do. That was pretty cool. I like that. All right, but nothing that's sentimental stuff. Christian Swingers, www.christianswingers.com. Y'all need to go check that crap out, man. For real, check it out, christianswingers.com. I'll let the Christian mingle. I'll let that one slide. But the girl was dead ass wrong for having a Christian mingle profile pic in her bra and panties with our two children standing there. Sorry, that's wrong. I'm telling you, you need go to BMO Slim's page. It's somewhere on his page. Or either check him out Wednesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on Lawless Radio. It's Lawless After Dark, Lawless After Hours. Also, hey, yeah, make sure y'all come in on Saturday, 11 p.m. Eastern. My girl, Mel Lawless. No limit. Excuse me, y'all. Forgive me. God almighty. You're not supposed to smoke horse hair. oh, my God. check out my girl, Mel Lawless. Wednesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern. No, I'm sorry. Saturdays, 11 p.m. Eastern time. It's a whole bunch of cussing and good talking in there. I miss doing it, too. But you know, my ass, I just got so old, I can barely stay up past 9:52. You know what I'm saying? I just go out. You know what I'm saying? Hey, hold on. I got another caller. 404-447. ChristianSwingers.com. What's your thoughts, man? Talk to me.
Man, you just called my name, dude. 90. That just shows you how the mind and the mentality of Lawless Entertainment is working right now. I swear, I was like, yo, I got to check Buck out tonight. I just saw the post come through. I said, you know, I got to do a better job of supporting everybody on the squad as far as their shows. And
same
stuff
here. You ain't by yourself.
And
same
no sooner
here.
I'm
same
sitting
here.
In the queue, you the name dropped me, And I was like, yep, I called at the right time. Just called at the right time. Turn up.
You know, I got to thank you because it mostly came from you. I saw something on your page a couple of
yep.
maybe I think it was last month or something like that.
Yep.
Hold on. Let me get the Dr. Patrick. Chime in. I got BMO on the freaking line right now. He will tell you. Oh, that was not a bikini.
I'll give you the rundown on that. I know that girl.
Hold on. Let me bring it. Go ahead.
What's that bra and panties?
Hey, Dr. Patrick, how y'all doing tonight?
She wants. Yeah. Her question was, what's that bra and panties?
Okay. You know what's funny about that story is, I don't remember if I ran across that doing my usual social media diligence or if somebody sent that to me. But regardless of how I received it, my mouth hit the floor because I know that girl. Didn't it fix it? Now, what's funny is I have not spoken to her since we have fallen out. So I don't know if that was, and you know how the internet is. Sometimes they'll grab a picture that has nothing to do with one thing and stick it on something else. So I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt that we got bats over here, man. Okay. All right. It's time to move. yeah. So I don't know if that was something that was done elsewhere but the fact remains the same. First and foremost, regardless of what it was designed for, I don't think any mother needs to be dressed like that around her kids, assuming those were her kids. Because I don't, when I hang with you in the street, I'm not necessarily trying to hang around your children. You see what I'm saying? So I don't know if those were her babies or not, but even if they were or weren't her babies, that's not appropriate attire to be wearing around children like that. You know?
Man.
And then to be photographed is making it worse. Because you don't know where that photograph is going to pop up. And now here we are talking about Christian swingers. Christian music.
that's what I was tripping on. That's what I was tripping on. I'm like, okay, now, you know, it's not bad to be a Christian, you know, be a Christian. Now you're incorporating swingers with it. So, you know, that's just a touchy subject right now. You know, you're just trying to, you know, just got to be you got to draw a line somewhere.
And
now you're messing with the Lord and
right.
talking about swingers. So now
right.
you going by saying it's okay to sleep with somebody else's wife or husband.
You're gonna try to justify it in some kind of way and incorporate
right.
the Lord in it, and that's where you're going
right.
wrong.
Well, we prayed before we had sex. I mean, come on now, that's great.
You know, it's like these people that run around and they'll tell you, "Well, God's gonna forgive me anyway."
Hey,
the Lord's going to forgive me anyway. So, all right, that gives me license, green light to go out here and screw up because God's going to forgive me later. And
that's not how
you're supposed to take that. You know, I'm not extra religious. You know, I know that there's a higher power. I have talked to atheists. I have talked to hardcore Christians. I see both sides of the fence. I think what it is for me is that as long as I stay rooted in what I was brought up to believe, you know, that establishes a foundation with you.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
anything that you put on top of that, you know, that's one thing, but your foundation will always be secure. There's no cracks in that. That's why I'm not out here breaking in cars and stuff like that. You know, my foundation was rooted in that church. You know, I was baptized Mount Calvary Baptist Church, Adamsville, Zone 4 Atlanta, but, you know, I have been out of the church for quite some time. However, no matter how far I get away from that.
It's still in you. It's still in you.
That's right.
It's still in you. It ain't went nowhere.
Right.
It's still in you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, knowing that, you know, I don't have to be extra religious now as long as I'm not out here hurting people and taking stuff away from people. As long as I'm abiding by those Ten Commandments and I know that there's a higher power, I'm good. So, you know, relating that back to you all's story, as far as what I saw on the internet, and I was already beefing with Shawty. You know, you're damn right. I went on ahead and posted that thing. I said it around the internet to any and everybody that I knew who knew that girl.
Yeah, man.
I was like, somebody got some explaining to do.
Yeah, that was that straight wild. Hey, hold on, let me bring in my Wisconsin love family here, man. What's going on? Who I got on the line? Which one of my Wisconsin family members do I have on the line this evening? Talk
to you. Should already know, but this is Mel Lawless.
Yeah.
What's up? Hey, B-Mo. Hey, Dr. Passion.
Salute.
Wow.
I got me over here cracking up about the. You know, we talked about that, what, a year ago?
Yeah, I brought it. I wanted to bring it back. Yeah, I wanted to bring it back. Yeah.
I don't want to miss it. But I'm looking at it from a whole other perspective as well, because, see, you know, when we start talking about Christian swingers, and you have to realize these people are adults. So at some point in time, they're going to be engaging in sex. So how do you walk that fine line and still stay religious and things like that? You got preachers that's telling you one thing, and the minute they stick that key in the ignition in that parking lot to drive off and go wherever they go, they get back on their BS. So it's hard for you to sit there and let somebody apply some knowledge to you that they're not even living themselves. That was the main reason why I started getting out of the church.
You know, Mississippi came to me today, and he was like, "You wouldn't believe this." He said they have a new reality series coming out talking about the Preacher's Ex.
Oh, Preacher's Ex.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's just like Basketball Wives. None of them chicks got a basketball player that they married to. You know what I'm saying? So they got something to take for this show.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we had the Preachers of L.A., then we had the Preacher's Daughters. Now we got the Preacher's Ex.
Right.
Wow, son of a...
Right.
Wow.
And that's not good, man. That to me contributes to the deterioration of the black community.
The demise,
you know what I'm
saying?
Because these women, that preacher's daughter thing, man, that was, I
don't know if y'all ever watched that, but y'all need to check an episode of that out.
I can't watch it. Fuse. I can't. I refuse. Oh, I'm so grounded in what I believe in, man. I'm so rooted in what I stand for that I would be doing myself a disservice if I gave them any of my attention. Because I don't believe women should act like that. My problem with reality shows is how they make women think that's the easiest way to start them. All I got to do is get out here and turn up and show my behind, you know what I'm saying, and then I'm on. Because a lot of these women really just chase that success. That's why they mess with these athletes. That's why they mess with these ballers, for that lifestyle. It ain't them. Because they'll mess with the next dude to come along with another dollar in his pocket more than the other dude.
I tell you the damn truth, man. I tell you the damn truth.
But I'm here today.
Hot damn.
It's crazy, man.
Hot damn. Mel, what you up to this evening, sugar?
Oh, nothing much. We about to watch these finals, you know. I'm going for Miami.
That's right.
So it is what it is.
But other than that, that's all I got going on.
Won't let everybody know they can check me out Saturday. Y'all gotta come hang out with me. I hung out with B-Mo last night. He know we clown.
Right. Yeah, I had Shane Donovan on last night, man. Shout out to boy Shane, everybody over there, 480 Music Group, man. Shane's album is dropping Friday, so he's going to be on with TL on Friday, and from 8 to 9, talking about that. Yeah, so you definitely want to keep the family club going, man.
For sure. That's for real, man. That is for real.
Yeah,
that's for real. Well, you know what? I appreciate y'all for chiming in. You know, that's going to do it for my time. You know, I only did a 60-minute show today. We're a little over because I enjoyed the conversation from the Lawless family. Hey, y'all got any
right
shout-outs before y'all cut out?
Ladies first.
I didn't hear what you said, but.
No, I said I was going to do it for my time. I'm about to cut out. And I was asking if you had any shout-outs. You want to love somebody, baby.
Of course. I got a shout-out for my Lawless family. Love all of y'all, and actually love the support. Like I said, everybody check me out on Saturdays. I'm on 11 Eastern. Come hang out with your girl on No Limit. And definitely I'll be on tomorrow night with TLs on his first show on Friday, so y'all come hang out with us tomorrow.
No doubt, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. Stop that. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here. You know, I just want to do what I do and say I am happy to be here on the air right here with Bucking Off, and it's so nice to hear B-Lo and Mel. It's just so fabulous. It makes me feel good. It's nothing but lawless. It's nothing but lawless. All right.
Right on, right on. B-Mo, it's all yours, bro.
Well, before I get into my shout-outs, man, I want to say this live on the air, man. You know, I get down with the graphic design. So what I'm trying to do right now is get us out there on a visual tip as well. So I want everybody who's got a show on the Lawless Radio Network to send me your information. Not that I don't already know it, but I need it anyway just to make sure there's no misspellings and things like that. Send all your information to me. Send me all the pictures you want, you need, whatever. And what I'm going to do is start making some graphics that we can put on our fan pages on Facebook and stuff, like similar to what I have on mine.
Okay.
Y'all get that to me at, you can, y'all, everybody is on the phone, is already on my Facebook. You send it to me through Messenger.
Yeah.
Or if you
want
to send it, you know, through another whatever, you know, hit me at the Be More Slim Experience, BEEMOE, the Be More Slim Experience at gmail.com. And I'm going to be working on that as soon as I get them in.
That's
what's up.
I love that.
Finally,
love that.
I've been asking you for like a year.
But you
know,
you have, and you ain't sent me nada. You ain't sent me nada. Excuse me, I'm waiting on you to send it to me. While I made me a new one.
Yeah.
But nah, seriously, y'all check me out Wednesday nights on Lawless Radio Network, Lawless Radio After Dark. Also at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, basically talk show. We turn up, try to keep it hip-hop based, even though we talk about current situations, hot bed topics, things of that nature. You know, salute Bucking Off, Dr. Passion, Mel Lawless, TL, Patrice, everybody that's associated and affiliated with the squad, man. Salute.
Man, right on. That's what I'm talking about, damn it. I mean, real. Show it, prove that. Oh man, I can't be more motivated than that right now than where I am, man. I feel proud and privileged to be here. Hey, thank y'all once again for coming in, man. I check y'all 11 p.m. Eastern Wednesday night and Saturday night, y'all. That was Mel Lawless and one and only B-Mo Slim, y'all. Y'all check him out, Lawless After Dark. Man, this has been an interesting show. I'm gonna have to post this show. I'm gonna have to post this show on my Facebook page so I can go back and listen to it, cause I got more out of this than I expected. ChristianSwingers.com and the wild stuff I'm looking at on Christian's Mingle as well, man. And all in the name of the Lord, as they say. But anyway, hey, I want to give a shout out to all my people, man. All my friends and family from where I went to preschool, Progress Daycare Center, 47th of Wabash, man. All my folks from grade school, St. Solomia, St. Mark the Evangelist on 118th, Indiana. All my people from high school, St. Francis de Sales on 101st Ewing. All my people from church, man. Salt Lake St. James Missionary Baptist Church, 113th State Street. All of these areas in Chicago, my hometown, which I love very much, man. And I got to give a special shout-out to all my people in the 118th of Michigan, Roseland, Wild Hunters, baby. I love each and every one of y'all. All my listeners, all my fans, I thank y'all. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you all. So, hey, I thank y'all. And, hey, check me out next week, 8 p.m. Eastern. We going in on these names, Shaniqua Akawana, Banana Shane, and every other name that you have come across in your lifetime. Oh, yeah, we're going to have fun on that one, too. All right, y'all. Check me out now next week. Do or die. Do your thing, girl.
Do your thing. Do your thing. you think, girl? Do you think, girl?
Wanna see your body do that move off in the mirror, do what you do. Wanna see your body do that move off in the mirror, do what you do. Do you think?
Got a bad figure body, Byron Bugatti body. Let me take a look at your baby, come and sit it to the Benz Coupe CL63. You lookin' good in the mother, come and pop bottles of the rosé with me. Nothing sicker than a beautiful figure, you super thicker in the liquor, got me rock star wasted. Let me put you in position, set the kiss on your body, cause I can almost brace it. Erotic, exotic faces, climax while we changing spaces. Bottles of aces, running down your body so I lick and I taste it. She folks in different places, in the Bentley it's her favorite. I got to offer for anything, cause we the perfect team, she off the record. Just matter. But the get better when it's always worth it. She super soaky, super soaky. For the cheddar, ain't forever. Abracadabra.
Wanna see your body do that move? Up in the mirror, do what you do. Wanna see your body do that move? Up in the mirror, do what you do.
Put the Phantom in parts of the hold up. Hopped out like Goldie from the Mac. That's a pimp from the old school. So the roll up. Now smoke some, don't burn a plush up. 250 can't afford to shit the fuck up. Got loud, got drink. I'ma hit it, get it good. When I'm gone, you can brush up. Now we off in the condo blow. Holding on vitamin sex, so crazy. She was telling me to stroke her to the left. When her brother hit the spot, she was screaming, baby. But a pimp can't have no lady. Looking good in your Christian Louis stiletto. Hit it from the back, get it slow. Got you feeling good when I let go. Then she called her friend. Then they called their friend. Everybody came to party. So we can all get in. Good God, we was all to the factory. Two right the back of me, one on my faculty. She was chewing on the naturally. Holler back, do you think I'm gone? Tell me what you want.
Wanna see your body do that move. Up in the mirror, do what you do. Wanna see your body do that move. Up in the mirror, do what you do. Do you think, do you think? Do you think?
Girl, go do what you do.